Teaching the Proclamation to Children. Each month, we'll give you tips for talking with your children about a portion of the family, a proclamation to the world. This month's selection, The Family is Ordained of God. Marriage between man and woman is essential to His eternal plan. Children are entitled to birth within the bounds of matrimony and to be reared by a father and a mother who honor marital vows with complete fidelity. Happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Successful marriages and families are established and maintained on principles of faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, work, and wholesome recreational activities. By divine design, fathers are to preside over their families in love and righteousness, and are responsible to provide the necessities of life and protection for their families. Mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. In these sacred responsibilities, fathers and mothers are obligated to help one another as equal partners. Disability, death, or other circumstances may necessitate individual adaptation. Extended families should lend support when needed. How to explain this to children? Heavenly Father teaches us how families can be the most happy. He says children should be born to moms and dads who are married, love each other, and teach about Jesus Christ. Faith, prayer, kindness, and having fun together can all make your family stronger. Fathers and mothers both do important things. They work together to care for their families. Even if life doesn't go as planned, we should do the best we can to have a happy family. Activity idea. Explain what wholesome recreational activities are, and then do something fun. Note, find other teaching tips in a copy of the Family Proclamation at proclamationkids.lds.org. End of the section, Teaching the Proclamation to Children. Read by David Shaw.